Eagles stormed out of the gate in their season-opening win over the Washington Redskins, showcasing Chip Kelly's new dynamic offense. These two teams will rematch Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field, and the Eagles know to expect a much different Washington team.
Offensively, I think they're in the top 5 or 10 in the league in almost, you know, in rushing and passing and total offense. You know, they're moving the ball really well. They're kind of back to where they were last year, so it's a big challenge for us. He's running around a lot more, you know, and he's throwing the ball really well, so we expect a little bit different look than we got in the first game.
One of the reasons for the difference is the play of Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III. The season opener was RG3's first game back since knee reconstruction surgery back in January. RG3 has started to round into the form that made him a Pro Bowl selection as a rookie in 2012.
I think you'll get a better RG3. You know, he was coming off that injury, not really going through the preseason, so he was a little bit rusty, but, I mean, they're firing on all cylinders now. You know, we got to be able to be ready for him to run, be ready for him to throw, be ready for the tight ends, like you said, the fast receivers. Running back is great, so, I mean, they got a total package.
Linebacker D'Amico Rines will play a huge role in trying to slow down RG3. Rines has been the quarterback of the defense this year for the Eagles. He has registered 125 tackles, a pair of sacks, and 2 interceptions. In fact, Rines has double-digit tackles in 8 out of his 10 games this season. Ryan said that his performance so far is very comparable to his Pro Bowl days back in Houston.
Just coming here, it's great to hear Coach Davis say that about me, and it's great to just be back playing at a high level, at a Pro Bowl level. And that's what I strive for every year, and to do that now coming off my injury, you know, a couple years ago, it's good to be back in that position.
In week 1, LeSean McCoy rushed for 184 yards, the second highest total of his career. McCoy is coming off a 155-yard performance last Sunday against Oakland. McCoy said that Nick Foles' passing has helped open things up for him in the run game.
I think also just the passing we've been doing lately. I think teams are kind of, you got to account for that, going up top and the way Nick Foles is playing. So that had a lot to do with it also.
McCoy enters this week as the league's leading rusher with 932 yards. Keeping McCoy at the top of the leaderboard is a point of pride for the Eagles' offensive line.
Yeah, the rushing yards, you like to think that you had a hand in that. You know, you do have a great back making some great plays. But, you do like to think you have a hand in that and that you were part of that. So you think about it sometimes when there's time and place to reflect on things like that. You don't really think about it during a game or during your preparation. But, yeah, you do take pride in it, absolutely.
A quick injury note, 4 players missed practice for the Eagles on Wednesday. Linebackers Jake Nutt and Michael Kendricks tackle Jason Peters and safety Earl Wolf. That's going to do it for the Eagles update. I'm Chris McPherson. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.